The people of Israel, in the reading we heard today about Moses and setting up the altar and so forth, they were pretty primitive people. They worshiped God much like the people around them, the pagans around them. They offered sacrifices of animals, and they poured the blood on the altar and on the people. That's pretty primitive stuff. I don't think we'd want to do that today. But that was the way they worshiped. They prayed and they gave thanks, and they read readings, and they heard the word of God, and then they offered the sacrifice to God. And in those days, it was to appease God, as it was from their neighbors, to appease the gods so they wouldn't punish them or do terrible things to them. And so we start the whole of Judeo-Christian tradition is starting, the starting of the worship was right here in a formal sense, the prayers they were offering, the sacrifices and so forth. And now we have the New Testament where it's no longer bulls and goats that are sacrificed, but Jesus himself, as we heard in the reading. It's not blood poured out anymore on the people from animals, but rather the blood of Jesus poured out on the cross. The blood of a shared cup that we receive every time we come to Mass. That's our worship. That's the style of worship we have. That's what the New Testament, what Jesus has called us to do. That we are here to do the same thing Jesus did at the Last Supper. To share the cup and the bread, which is his very body. And we as Catholics take that literally. We don't take everything literally in the Bible, but that's one thing we take literally, that this is truly the body and blood of Jesus. And one of the saints in the church, a great theologian, Thomas Aquinas, tried to describe what that was about. He tried to describe what the Eucharist was about, how it can change from bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, how that can happen. And he didn't explain it scientifically, of course, there's no way we can do that. But he did talk about what he called transubstantiation. When I look around, when you look around you here in the church, you see people that look very different from yourself. Different eye colors, different hair colors, tall, short, young and old. All those things, the colors of eyes, all those things St. Thomas called accidents in the sense that they weren't the essential part of what it meant to be human. What it meant to be human, the essential part of being human is that we are rational animals. That's the scientific definition of human beings. Rational, we think. That makes us unique. And that is what we share. We share reason, the ability to reason, to think, to make decisions, and so forth. That's what makes us human. The fact that we have blue eyes doesn't make us human. It's a part of what makes us human. It's an accident. Other people have brown eyes. So it's not accidental scientifically. It's all genetic, as we know. But in terms of Thomas, it's an accidental reality of our nature. And transubstantiation is just the opposite. Just the accidents remain the same. After I say this is my body and this is my blood at the Eucharistic prayer, it still looks, tastes like wine, still looks and tastes like bread. So the accidents remain the same, but the substance changes. The substance, what makes you and I a thinkers, a rational animal, that changes from bread and wine to the substance of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. Now, it still doesn't answer problems scientifically, but it's a way of explaining what we're talking about, how we worship today, and that it can be true, that it is truly true that the bread becomes the body of Christ, the wine becomes the blood of Christ, in the very literal sense of the term. That's why we reserve the Eucharist at the end of Mass and have a tabernacle, because we believe now that it's the bread and the body and blood of Christ, we reserve it and we honor it and reverence it. Other Christian churches don't do that. Our Orthodox Christians do, but Lutherans, Methodists, so forth, don't generally reserve the Eucharist because they believe that it's only the body and blood of Christ when they are worshiping, so that when they leave the church, it be just bread and wine again. We don't believe that. We believe that once it's changed, it stays that way. And I think for us, as I was reflecting on it, the acceptance of mystery allows us to have faith. the acceptance of the mystery that's true and that's real, that we can believe in mystery, that we don't understand it all, but we still believe it because we have faith. And so we need to, in order to have faith, we have to believe in mystery. We have to recognize there are mystery, the things in mystery that we can't explain, but we have faith. And that's what it's all about for you and for me, that we come here every Sunday and we have faith that we are sharing in that same body and blood of Christ that Jesus offered his disciples on that first Last Supper, rather. And so you and I, we come and we share that bread and wine. We share the very person of Jesus in the Eucharist. It's the same sacrifice, but an unbloody way that Jesus offered on the cross. No longer is there real blood, but there is Jesus present in an unbloody way, sacramental way for you and for me. So today is a day of gratitude that we have so much from our God, that we have so much from Jesus to feed us on the journey toward heaven, to feed us, to help us to go along and have faith and believe in the mystery and live a fruitful life.